the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is October 11th across Northeast Texas. Daniel Starks here. You are listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We do have her on the line. She is the movie reviewer of the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got some movies to talk about, obviously, here on the program. We've got Captain Phillips and Runner Runner, and we're also going to talk about Romeo and Juliet and Machete Kills. Miss Alice, let's start with Captain Phillips.
Tom Hanks has been the person that they talked about the longest for portraying this true story, and he is really fabulous in the role of Captain Richard Phillips, a man who in 2009 was the captain of a cargo ship carrying 17,000 tons of cargo, and it was hijacked by Somali pirates. Now, this first time in 200 years, this is an American ship, and that's, you know, used to be the norm. There were pirates everywhere, but anyway, they're back in vogue, and they captured the ship and managed to take Captain Phillips hostage and away from the ship and wanted ransom for him. And this is kind of a business that this desperate countrymen of the Somalis have, instead of being the old-timey warriors, this is what they tend to do. They refer to themselves as fishermen, and they are sent out by these overlords to supply booty. And the booty is usually in the form of cash. And it has worked fairly well for them. But this time, anyway, since this is a true story, many people know what happened generally, but not very many have any idea of how exactly it happened and how harrowing an experience it was. And this was directed by Paul Greengrass, who did probably the best 9/11 movie called United 93. And he also did several of the Bourne movies. And he's just great with these procedurals, these documentary-type dramas that take you along, and everybody just can't breathe. Another one of those kind. And he and his cinematographer, Barry Aykroyd, they just give you, you believe you're out there on that ship, you believe you're going through all this, and it's a true white knuckler, a real good thriller. And Hanks will probably be nominated again, even though he's already won two Oscars. He's got a really good chance this year again.
I really enjoy Tom Hanks. All the way from Toy Story up through, you know, Castaway and things like that. He's just an absolutely wonderful actor. Someone who is a great singer is starring in this next movie called Runner Runner. We have Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck.
He should have sung in this movie. That might have helped it. Something, maybe that would have been it. Something, there's just so many things wrong with this. I can't even count them, but it does have big stars, Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck, who last year, his movie Argo, as a director and actor, he's just been highly lauded. This time he didn't have anything to do with the production side. He's just in it. But it's about online gambling. And the reason, one of the reasons that it's so ineffective is because it seems dated. This was all outlawed in the U.S. in 2011. So these offshore setups that had all this gambling going, they don't work anymore. And so this all kind of like happened, you know, a long time ago in reality. Jason Timberlake plays a character called Richie First, who's worked in on his master's at Princeton. And he works as an affiliate for this online gaming site called Midnight Black. And he finds out that when he actually played online poker himself, he got cheated. So he says he has nothing to lose. So he goes to Costa Rica to confront the big boss, who is Ivan Block, played by Ben Affleck. And the big boss gives Richie all his money back and offers him a job. And, you know, there's got to be more to it than that. But pretty soon Richie is living this real high life there in Costa Rica, and he becomes the right-hand man to the king of the offshore gamblers. Anyway, it's supposed to be a thriller. There are no thrills. There is. I felt like maybe they'd actually lost a reel. I had trouble figuring out who the people were There's a really gorgeous girl, Gemma Arterton, a British actress, who plays a girl involved with both men, but her role is just so underwritten, it just doesn't make much sense. And the directing is by Brad Furman, and it's just everything's so kind of slow, and anything that happens, you kind of see it coming. The irony of it all is that the script was written by Brian Koppelman and David Levine, who wrote the poker movie Rounders in 1998, which is also a very, very good poker movie. This time, they tried to get the gambling in, but in Runner Runner, it just didn't work.
Now we're going to move into a classic story, I guess. It's been taken on as a screen adaptation multiple times, and now we have the latest one. It's Romeo and Juliet.
The big deal about this one is that the actors, Hailee Steinfeld, who was in True Grit, and Douglas Booth, are the correct age, the actual ages of Juliet Capulet and Romeo Montague. And it's scripted originally by William Shakespeare, but this adaptation is done by Julian Fellowes, who is one of the people involved with Downton Abbey, which is so popular on TV. And the director is Carlo Carli. And it's a traditional kind of a piece. They've done modernizations and all kinds of things in modern dress, but this is of that time. And anyway, I haven't seen it, but I hear great things about it.
Now, this last one we're going to talk about is one that I'm very eager to hear what you have to say about it. It's called Machete Kills.
Well, I have a soft spot for Danny Trejo. I've
yes.
always liked him, and so does Robert Rodriguez. So he keeps writing him movies. He gets the star. He's spent his whole life being a character actor, but he finally got a starring role in 2010 in Machete, and now he comes back in the same character. And he's a ex-federale who does things for people. I guess sometimes you could call him a hitman. And this time they have a big cast. It's got Mel Gibson, Sofia Vergara, Antonio Banderas, and Lady Gaga, of all people.
It's definitely going to be an interesting movie to go see with a star-studded cast. So, Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett, right here on your station, KETR.